Hello, my name is Grishma. Today I'll be talking about one of the most beautiful countries, Nepal. Nepal is located in the northern and eastern hemisphere in the continent Asia. Its latitude is 28 degrees north and the longitude is 84 degrees east. Nepal's population is 29,258,000 as of 2018. Nepal nowadays has a big population that has many job choices to choose from. Some are farmers and farm grains, wheat, and potatoes. Some also are making money from livestock raising. They raise animals such as cattle, buffalo, goats, and sheep. Although many people are farmers and herders, many people have learned ways to earn money from tourism, finance, manufacturing, and trade. Because of all the new ways Nepalis have learned to earn money, their GDP has gone up over the years. In 2015, Nepal's GDP was $21.41 billion. Nepal's GDP has grown now to $25.10 billion. Nepal has many different regions of physical features. The northern and highest region, the side closest to China, is the Great Himalaya Mountain Range. The elevation is higher than 29,000 feet and is 8 of the 10 highest peaks in the world. The large middle region is referred to as the hill area. It is home to many forested hills, some mountain ranges, and broad flat valleys. The southern region, the Dhahari, is a flat, fertile, lowland plain bordering India. Many farms are located in the southern region. Because Nepal has so many different physical features and elevation, the climate zones differ. The northern Himalayas are ice-capped in the middle section as cool-to-warm temperature conditions. The Dhahari southern region is subtropical. The Great Himalayas have many valuable forests. Deforestation has affected many of the forestry, sadly, because they are being cut down for room for farms. Nepal has a long history. In the 4th and 5th century, 80 kings began taking over parts of Nepal. Malaya dynasty ruled from 10th century to 1769. They were defeated by the Gorkha in 2001. But on June 1st, the king's oldest son murdered his parents and all his siblings and then committed suicide right after. In 208, the first president was elected, Ram Charan. On April 25th, 2015, the most severe earthquake in Nepal's history occurred. 7.8 tremor struck 50 miles northwest Kathmandu, Nepal's capital. Thousands died and were injured in the natural disaster. Historic sites and homes were destroyed. Even worse, the earthquake caused a huge avalanche on Everest, killing 18 people. Kathmandu has some of the world's most toxic air. It is actually the fourth worst in the world. Breathing in the air in Kathmandu isn't much better than smoking cigarettes. The residents in the area have to wear cloth masks to stop the dust from suffocating them, but most of the toxic particles are too small to be stopped. Nepal is a wonderful place to visit, but if you are planning on visiting, don't forget to bring a cloth mask.